2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, starts off with his credentials, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge. Everybody say knowledge, would you?
Knowledge.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge, there's that word again, of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. Have you experienced that before? Amen. That whole corruption thing. Can I get a witness? Roki was talking about that. For this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to your goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control. To self-control, add perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness. Add to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. Quite a list, amen? He says, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, I am looking for directions to success in my life, Lord. I am trusting, Lord, that you are here with us this morning, Lord. I am trusting here, Lord, that you are going to do and speak to us in a mighty way. Lord, I pray, Lord, as we move through this text, Lord, as we move through this series, Lord, that we are going to come to a greater understanding of your expectations for me, of your expectations for this church, of your expectations for the families in this church, Lord, that we would begin to line ourselves up on you, Lord, and we would see success in our lives. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said?
Amen.
I like that. Much louder. Okay. Joe and I don't know, Mike came the other day and said, so you've been wrenching? Saw all the grease under my fingernails and stuff. I wear those gloves. But yes, Joe and I have been wrenching. Sorry, what? Oh, the sores, the knuckle. Yeah, I've been doing that too. Joe and I have been seeking to restore Leanne's car to her. We bought it with a blown head gasket, and we intended to do a project and to replace that blown head gasket and get that thing running. And we have been working hard. And I'll tell you what, it's hard work. Can I get a witness on that? There's all kinds of help. We got the BMW Series 5 work manual. There are websites. There are chat rooms. There are forums. There's pictures online. There's so much support. Because it is so detailed. One of the things that Joe and I mean, I've worked on them before, but Joe learned how to use is a torque wrench. And as you torque down the head, you have to torque it to 22 foot-pounds. And there's, I want to say, 17 bolts as you go through, and there's this complex pattern that you do. And then you go through the same pattern, and you torque each bolt 90 degrees. And you go through the whole sequence again, touching every note. And then you start over, and you torque them another 90 degrees. Now, they give you directions so that when you finish this head gasket job, you're going to be able to get in that car and drive. Is that not what we are looking for in life? Amen? We want directions so that as we make effort and try to accomplish things in our life, that it actually works. And so the message that we are talking about today is directions for success. How many of you could use a little help? Amen? Roki was pumping Pastor Dave. Pastor Dave will be here for the next 2 weeks. He says, if you have problems with your children, you can talk to Pastor Dave. In fact, he'll probably start making a list. Some of you might say, hey, I need daily counsel. He is your man. I'm sure he's got nothing better to do. Sit around all day. No, he would love to actually talk to you. What'd you say, Lisa? Except watching our kids, yes. Okay, yes, we are already signed up for that. Directions for success. I am letting you know today, Peter wants you to know that when you line your life up on God, you will find success. Have you found that to be true? That as you are going your own way, the challenges come our way and we find failure. Some of you are finding that success. You come here today, you know, I love it when I would go to church and what I went through on Friday, the pastor was preaching on Sunday. I'd be thinking, I'm ahead of the game. And some of you guys are in here today, directions for success, woohoo! I am ready. I could use a little extra. Some of you are coming in here going, oh man, I'm struggling. I'm struggling through everything. Is this going to be a load today of extra stuff that I need to get done? You don't have to do it. You can go back to what you've got. But Jesus has the way to line up on him. Jesus has the way to step into the kingdom of God. Jesus has directions for success. But for you to find success, are you listening? For you to find success, it's going to take effort. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Are we good?
Yep.
All right, here we go. God is for you. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. God will set you up. Have you found that to be true? God will set. That's very good, Eva. I'm glad that God has set you up. God sent anybody else up, by the way. Thank you very much. It's good to have you all participating in this. You don't have to ask questions, but you can give me a witness when I'm looking for it. Now, how does God set you up? He sets you up with everything you need for life. You know what Mike Henson needs for life right now? He needs a new steering wheel for his car. Busted off yesterday, right, Mike? Maybe you're thinking, whoa, everything I need for life? What does that look like to you? Can you take a minute and dream? Is there anybody thinking, wow, that car Leanne was sitting on, that looks pretty good. Is there anybody thinking, hey, I could use a place. Is there anybody thinking, I could use a job. Is there anybody thinking, I could use. Can I get a witness on that, right? Everything you need, all you need for life. And you're thinking, hey, how come I don't have it? Well, why don't you have it? That's what we're talking about today. Why don't you have all that you need for life? Because why? Because Jesus is giving you directions for success. Question is, are you following those directions? Why are you not seeing all that you need for life in your life? Let me continue on. Now, it says that you're going to get everything that you need for life and for godliness. I got two witnesses on that. Very good. See, and they come as a pair, life and godliness. But you know what? Our attention goes right to what? Life. Why? Because we're working so hard to get all the stuff that we need for life. I'm thinking, oh, I need this and I need this. I got to finish that car today. Please, God, start when we get done. Oh, man. Boom, boom, boom. I got this stuff that I'm trying to get for life. And godliness can just kind of fall behind. Godliness can just kind of lag a little bit because for many of us, it's not as important as all that stuff we need for living. Amen? All right, let's go to point B. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape. That's a good word. You can escape the corruption in the world. You know, corruption is like rot. It's like rust. It's like bad stuff. You can escape the rust and rot in the world caused by evil desires. God gives us some promises. God invites us to participate in the divine glory. Divine glory. What does that look like to you? For some of you, it's just like a big blank page. It's like that. Nothing. Divine glory. What is divine glory? Well, some of you come in here, and during our worship time, Sandra experienced that divine glory. She referenced it right. She says, I'm up there standing and singing, I am one who was changed. Amen? Perhaps as you saw her saying that, the Lord just reached out and touched you, right? That's participating in that divine glory. Maybe as you're talking, or we're singing that song, here we stand with arms wide and hearts abandoned. Just think, I was thinking, Lord, here I am. And the presence of the presence of the Lord descends upon you. You know what I'm talking about. Put your hand up if you know what I'm talking about. See, that is participating in the divine nature. Maybe you sit here today or have sat here other times, and it is as if I am speaking right to you. That's like, oh, don't say my name. I go, please, don't say my name. I know you're talking right to me. Bob Metz, I'm talking to you. No, don't say it from the pulpit, please. You know, there's 1,000 people here. I'm coming to the altar. I'm telling you, Lord, you don't have to say my name. You know, and just get that, just divine hookup, you know. And it's like, oh, I'll tell you what. You ask God to speak to you, you'll get it. And I'll tell you what, I'm praying like crazy, trying to come up with something that's going to speak to your hearts. You come in here and say, Lord, talk to me. I got to hear from you. I'll tell you what, you'll hear from God. Last night, we had a dynamic prayer time. This morning, 10 minutes of prayer before service right in here. We're calling it Believer's Prayer Time from 9:45 to 9:55. You come in here, the Lord was there. I go into prayer, and I step almost immediately into the presence of God. And it's just this closeness that just happens. And I can be driving, I can be standing in the market, I can be walking, I can be doing anything. It's like, bam, right there. And there's that participating in the divine nature. Syncing up with God. Another thing, I open the Word of God. I mean, I open this text today, and it's like electric. It's like, whoa, it's like it'll burn you. It's so good. You know, it's like, whoa, such weight, such meaning, such depth. And I begin to read the Word, and I just partake in the divine nature. So as I think about partaking in the divine nature, it's not that. It's all kinds of stuff. I'm thinking of stuff. I'm thinking of prayer. I'm thinking of the Word. I'm thinking of worship. You can also participate in the divine nature doing ministry, service, being in the kitchen, cooking, cleaning, serving people, passing out food, delivering food. And Christina came up to me on Friday, I think, with the food. She was so excited because she was talking to the nurse at the clinic about the Lord and about the church. She said, she's coming. And maybe that's her right there. But she was so excited, and there was this participation in what? The divine glory as she began to tell people about the plan of God. So talk about that Jesus has given us the opportunity to participate in the divine nature and glory. As you participate in that, you're going to step into the plan of God. And as you step into God's plan, you're going to have to step out of your plan. Because I have often found my plan and God's plan are two different plans. Can I get a witness on that? Maybe you're thinking, how come I'm not receiving everything I need for life? Well, you might be running on your plan. God's going, the blessings are over here, my child. You need to take a turn, right? And now we all got a plan. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness, please? We all got dreams and hopes and what? Desires. And he says those evil desires will lead us into the corruption of this world. Create in us a rust or a rot when we're on our own plan. That's where that godliness thing comes in. right? Remember that thing? So many of us are so worried about living and all we need for life that we quit worrying about dying. See, you can be pressing on toward life and you can be dying all the way. That's why you need godliness. That's why God, Jesus has given everything we need for life and what? Godliness. That godliness will help you put a control on your evil desires, which will lead you into the rot and corruption of this world. But for that to happen, it's going to take effort. Lining up on the Lord is not something that comes natural. How many of you have found that to be true? Well, I just naturally line up on the Lord. I just naturally do it. No. Need the help of the Holy Spirit. We talked about being touched by God, being anointed by the Holy Spirit to change in your life. Amen? Are you tracking with me? Work. You know who's working besides Joe? Is Leanne. Yes. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Joe is also working. He says, Dad, Thursday, I'm going on a diet. It's going to be it's going to be egg whites. It's going to be protein shakes. You know, I mean, I'll tell you what. If you don't put a bunch of bananas and a bunch of sweet stuff and ice cream in a protein shake, it doesn't taste real good. Can I get a witness on that? But Joe is down, man. He's going to be healthy. He's getting ready for the football season, right? He is ready. He is primed. He is on the plan, on the track. And then Lisa goes out of town. Thursday is the first day of the new diet, the new Joe. Protein shakes. Lifting weights. I'm going to be swole, man. He's talking about being swole. Yeah, I tell you, he hit a home run. He and Mike were the only guys who hit home runs at the 4th of July picnic. Yes, thank you for that, Eva, future wife of Mike, yes. So anyway, he is dialed in to go, and Lisa goes out of town. Goes up to L.A. to visit her mom, her family and stuff. And Leanne spends the night at her friend's house. So Pastor Dave says, hey, girl, boys' night out, girls are gone. How about we go to DeMille's or DeMille's and we'll get the deep dish pizza? And Joe says, I'm down. I say, hey, what happened to Mr. Swole? What happened to egg whites? What happened to protein shakes? What happened to all that stuff? Well, it's deep dish. I mean, so we went and he had almost a half of that deep dish. And you know what? He had deep dish for lunch the next day. I mean, he was derailed on his new diet plan until the deep dish was gone. So I'm wondering, how are you doing on your plans? How are you doing on your effort in lining up with the Lord? Because for some of us, it looks like that. Amen? Oh, we're moving on. Okay. How many say that? Just move along. Hey, it gets deeper, folks. It gets deeper as we go. Watch out. For this very reason, we got a part to play, folks. For this very reason, make every effort. Would you say every effort, please? Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and self-control perseverance. Perseverance is what Joe did not have. He didn't even make it through one day, and he already quit. Self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. God is looking for some effort. Some effort from who? All right, if you think us includes you, put your hand up. Okay, it's just Anthony who's out. All right. Oh, and Sharon, I didn't see your hand, Sharon. Did you put your hand up? There you go. All right, Sharon's in. Anthony's still not hands up. All right. Oh, let me change my thing. All right. God's looking for some effort. How much effort are you putting into the plan of God? How many hours a week? And you're thinking, hey, you know what? I'm making church. All right, church. We start at 10, get done at about 11:30 unless I go long. So if you add that all up, that's 6 hours a month. You're thinking, hey, but I come to Wednesday nights too. That's an extra hour and a half a week. That's six times six, that's 12 hours a month. I think God's pretty happy with that. Now, sometimes I don't make it, you know, and I don't really keep in track of that. And I don't really come every Wednesday. Sometimes I just think about coming on Wednesday. Sometimes I come late, but God doesn't really. God just kind of works with me. We have an individualized plan. Again, are you getting everything you need for life? Or are you wondering why you're not? He says, put in how much effort? Some effort? A little effort? Every effort. Can I get a witness on that? Make every effort. I think the Lord is talking about more than just showing up for church. Can I get a witness on that? Please, can I get a witness on that? What are we talking about? Where should you be putting your effort in? Well, it gives us a list. This is a big list. Faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. How many of you, if you're going to rate your life skill, are at, from scale of 1 to 10, are at a 10 on every one of those things? Not everyone. Oh, Johnny, you're pointing? It's not up, right? My hand is up just to show you that you can raise your hand, because I'm telling you, I looked at that list, and I'm thinking, I prayed last night for kindness. I'll tell you what, sometimes I get running pretty quick, and I can be a little short. Have you found that to be true? Oh, yeah, we've talked about to Miss Lisa about that over and over again, and she hasn't done any fixing on it yet. Lord is going to fix me on that. I'm going to work on my brotherly kindness and my love. Perseverance, I'm pretty good. I don't give up. Knowledge, okay. Goodness, pretty good. Faith, I'm believing God. I got some stuff I can work on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put in every effort. Where? On getting to 10 out of 10 on every one of those things. How much time will that take you? It take you a lot of time. It take you more than just 12 hours. It take you all day, every day. You know what? It says they make every effort. That's just Peter talking. Oh, no. Ephesians 5, 6, 15 and 16. Be very careful then how you live. This is Paul. Be careful. Watch out. How you live, the choices that you make day in and day out, what you're going to do tonight, what you did last night, last weekend. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but be wise. Make the most of some of your opportunities. Make the most of every opportunity. And he says, make every effort, right? God is talking about putting in some effort to making a transformation in your life. Now, who's putting in some effort? Leanne. Oh, I'm sorry. It's sweat. I'm not. I had to get my pictures back. If you're going to find success, you're going to have to sweat. I guarantee you, Leanne will be the next picture. Okay, here we go. All right. A part to play. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive. How many, Roki, you go to work, you're thinking, I'm going to try to be ineffective today. I'm going to see how unproductive I can be. I don't think anybody is shooting for non-productivity in being ineffective in their lives. Amen? Amen? Amen. Thank you very much. It says, if you possess these qualities, it'll keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's people are productive. God expects you to work the list. It says, if you possess these what? These qualities. Which qualities? Faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. What am I working on? Brotherly kindness and love. What are you going to be working on? Where are you putting your effort in? Because God is expecting effort. And what will happen? It will keep you from being ineffective. Now, what's your life look like? Are you effective? Are you efficient? Are you making any progress for God? You might think, well, I got so much stuff going on. I don't really have. You know, I really can't come on Wednesdays. You know, I can make it maybe every other Sunday. I got 3 hours a month for God. And all this other stuff, I don't really think about it if I'm not in church. How effective are you in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? Some of you are thinking, like Christina, I was telling that nurse at the clinic all about Jesus. She said she was going to show. She didn't show. One of these days, someone's going to show. Amen? But I was talking to my grandkids. I was talking to my aunt. I was like Pastor Dave. People call me from all over the country. And I help them. I'm being effective in my life. And if you're not being effective, I'll tell you why. You do not have those things in an increasing measure. Faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. You want to be effective? Get those things. If you want to see it, it is tied to growth in these areas. You're feeling good, it's because you got that. And you're feeling bad, it's because you don't. Now, Leanne has been working on cheer. That's not Leanne's cheer team, by the way. But they go, I don't know, three mornings a week, right? They're coming up, they got a cheer camp, and they work on getting these words right, and they work on doing the jumps, they work on, you know, it's like, you know, win, W-I, you know, I got to spell everything, you know, spell win, you know, and all that stuff. And what they do is they get everything so that their arms are moving the right way, and if somebody is off, it's very apparent. Why? Because you got three people with their arm like this and one person with their arm like that. They knew who, you know who the person who's not putting in the effort is. Amen? Amen? Amen. See, there's putting in effort and there's being effective. See, there's some, it's just kind of like these girls. Like, I mean, they got the unis, but they don't look like they're in sync. Amen? I mean, got one doing this, one doing this, one doing this. I mean, look at the difference. Look at the difference. I mean, you got these girls all lined up, happy faces, smiling in a competition or something, and you got these other ones just going, hey, just do anything when you're up there. And sometimes this is what the church looks like. Hey, I'm showing up. I'm just kind of doing my thing. So how effective are you? What are you seeing in your life? If you were going to put yourself in one of those pictures as far as being lined up on the kingdom of God, as far as being in the plan of God, as far as participating in the divine nature, as far as following the rules of success, which picture best defines you? And if it's the one on the right, would you like to be on the one on the left? Because you can make a change, but it will take effort. So many of us come to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, you can save me. Just don't ask me to do anything. You know, I'll roll into church, you know, starts at 10. I'll try and get there about 10:30, 10:45. And then if I'm lucky, he won't notice, and I'll just slip out of it. Because that's as much effort as I got for God. And you wonder why you don't have all you need for life. Amen? Amen. I told you it was getting deeper. Did I tell you? Amen. It was, oh, quit beating me up. Okay, here, one more. Don't mess with success. Do you think God has a plan for success for you? Amen. How many of you believe that? Yeah? Don't mess it up. You got to work it out. Some people are not working it out. It says, if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Are you working it out? Who's Peter talking to? Who said that? Get a brownie point for that girl. Give her a free hot dog after church. Yes, he is talking to the church. He is talking to people who have had their sins cleansed in their life. People have come to the Lord and said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Some of those people do not have an increasing measure of what? Of faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Some people in this room do not have an increasing measure of even one of those. Why? There is no effort. There is no desire. There is no concern. Why? You forgot where you came from. I was so messed up when I came to the Lord. I was in bondage to sin. I had no way out. Do you know what I'm talking about? And Jesus reached down from heaven and says, I'll set you free. And I said, are you joking? There is that element of, I don't know that you can do this. He says, I want your entire life. Really? And you know what? I said, Lord, I was walking down the street in Sacramento, right across the street from Cal Expo. And I said, Lord, you can have my life. I have destroyed it. Bam, just like that. I was set free. I was a new creation. And you know what, folks? I know what it means to be saved. I know where the Lord has set me free from. That's why I'm going to be working on what? Brotherly kindness and love. Why? Because I want to work it out. I want to put in the effort. You want to put in the effort? You want to see a change? All right, last thing we got going on here. I hope you're eager to move ahead. Some of you are going, man, you're not going to go long, are you? You can go help Jimmy with the grill. You know, I mean, that's all you're here for, hot, hamburger, hot dog. I hope that you are eager to advance in the plan of God for your what? Your success. It will take effort. Oh, says, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, what things? Faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Keep on coming back to what? Directions for success. Says, if you keep doing these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There are some who don't want to work it out. There are some who don't want to put in the effort. There are some who are like Joe, oh, deep dish, we'll put off that plan for a little while. I got something better going on today. Oh, leftovers, it can extend into tomorrow. Can I get a witness from somebody here? We are talking about danger. You can do what? Fall. I fell a couple months ago, messing with this speaker, the old speaker, we're hanging this one up. I fell up there, and I fell right on my wallet. You know what? I still, God, it used to be a softball size. Now it's a baseball size lump running in my wallet. You guys thought I just had a bunch of money. Not it. You can fall. You can get messed up. There are things you will not recover from. Peter says, if you want to spare yourself from that damage, work these things out. It will do what? It will take effort. Again, just Peter. Here's Paul writing to the Philippian church. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You got to be eager to move ahead. You have got to want to step into the directions for success for your life. Faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Well, I'm all worried now. I don't want to come to the Lord in a relationship with the Lord and be insecure. You want to be secure? Work the list. You don't want to fall? Work the list. Want to find everything you need for life? Work the list. Or you can just say, well, I don't really want to work the list. I'm just hoping God's going to take care of me. If you're going to find success in your life, it's going to take effort. Balthazar is going to get out of that chair. It's going to take some effort. You're going to work your way out of the situation that you're in. It will take effort. It will take sweat. We should be eager to do it. Amen? So are you being productive? Are you making any changes? You seeing any changes happen in your life? Are you putting in the effort? Because if you are, you'll see it and you'll experience it. Success takes effort. Joe and I are putting together Leanne's car. Yes, there it is. And we put the head back on and put the intake manifold back on and button up the air mass meter and all that kind of stuff. If you don't know what that is, us mechanic guys do. Oh, yeah. And so we got to the end, putting the covers back on. And lo and behold, the interior cam oil cover. Supposed to be on the inside of the motor. Yeah, oops. And you know, we're going to have to take the cylinder head cover off. We're going to take the spark plug wires off and do all this stuff. Probably take another hour and a half to do that. And you know what? There is in your mind, is it really necessary? Do you really need an interior cam oil cover? Oh, yeah. See, there's many of us today, we're thinking of that list. Godliness, kindness, love, faith. Do I really need them all? Can I get by, instead of having all eight, can I get by with three? Maybe I don't need that much brotherly kindness. Maybe I don't need love. You know, see, those are the two that are big on my list. If I just cross those two off, I don't got to do so much work. Don't we like to do that with the Word of God? Just take out the parts that apply to us. Yeah. It's like, don't murder. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Don't commit adultery. Hey, I'm good. It's all that other stuff I got to sweat. See, we can take that Word of God and say, do we really need it? But here's the thing. I could just send Leanne out on the road with no interior cam oil cover. And one day, that car going to break. One day, there's a failure that is coming. One day, there is a fall that is coming. My question for you is, how much do you not want to fall? How much do you want success? Lisa, you want to come up? How much do you want to find all you need for life and godliness? Because if you want it, it'll take sweat. If you want success, you will have to work for it. And many of you are working so hard for all the things that you need for life, you don't have any time for the stuff that leads you to godliness and that will protect you from death and from failure. Am I talking to you now? Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning, Lord. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, that you from your seat at the right hand of power, Lord, that you have poured out everything that we need for life. Everything that we need for godliness. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you give us the opportunity to participate in the divine nature. I thank you, Lord, that you give us directions, Lord, for success. And I thank you, Lord, that you call me out of darkness and into light, Lord. And we're not done, but we are proceeding on to the pathway to the kingdom of God. It is paved with directions for success. Lord Jesus, in the same way that there's manuals to work on that car, that there's websites to work on that car, that there is assistance available for us on a pathway to heaven. And maybe you sit here this morning and you are celebrating because you are putting in that effort and you are singing, hallelujah, Lord, I am running and I am ready to run faster. Lord, I am moving in direction, Lord, and I'm just looking for some directions. I am looking for some people to come around me, Lord. I am ready for more. Hallelujah. But maybe right now the Lord is saying you are ready to fall. You have not been working on my stuff. You've not been working my plan. You've been working your plan. And for week after week and month after month and for some year after year, I've been saying you got to make a change in your life. And you've told me over and over and over, I just don't think so. And today he says it again. He says, you are in danger of failure. You're in danger of falling. And he says, don't let it happen. I got some directions for you. I got directions that'll guide you into the fullness of life and into godliness that'll keep you from sliding back. He was writing to the church. There was people in the church that were in danger. And maybe you sit here today, and that's you. And you're eager to change. And you're ready to sweat. You're like me. You're not running tens across the board on all those things. We're going to sing that song, that arms opened wide and heart abandoned. If that is you, if that is you this morning, and you have not been making every effort, and that is you, and you, and the Lord is speaking to your heart right now, says you're in danger. You're in danger. You're in danger. You're in danger. As we sing this song, I just want you to just stand where you're at. I want you to raise your hand. And I want you to just begin to ask God to give you a heart abandoned for Him. Say, Lord, meet me in this place, Lord. I don't want to live the life I've been living. I don't want to be liable to the corruption of this world. I don't want to be following my evil desires, Lord. I want to be following You. I want to follow the pathway to success. And I am ready to start sweating, Lord. I am ready to put in the effort. We're going to sing that song. If the Lord is speaking to your heart, He wants you to just stand. If you want, you can slide up here. I got some more. I'll pray for you. We have this whole series, Lining Up on the Lord. We're going to be talking about what it looks for. Hallelujah. Let's sing. Praise the Lord. 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 Let's sing. Praise the Lord.